Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Sean Kushner episode. A little background information on Sean. I know him from way back in the day. He used to pick me up to go skateboarding at the Venice Park, and he's a real good dude, and it's fascinating how he transitioned, because he used to act, but now he is doing well doing his art. So he has got an upcoming art show, and that's what I was most proud about his episode, just him becoming like a self-sufficient artist and talking about his new career path. So I hope you enjoy.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. You good, Chris? All right, you good? Okay. I'm excited for this one. Hi, Stan. How you doing? I didn't forget about you. We have a very special guest tonight, my good buddy, artist Sean Kushner. Welcome him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. The mic.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
It's been a while.
It's been a very long time.
We have some history. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Look at this beautiful art. Look at this,
I'm
man.
Looking at it. I've seen it before.
Mean,
it's mine.
I know it's yours.
I made it.
We're gonna get into that. I didn't even know that you had it. You weren't doing art when we first met.
I was. I just wasn't
you
showing it to anybody.
You weren't showing it to anyone.
I was with Nicky Boy.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Nick. Let's give
shout
a,
out to Nick.
Shout
DeMello.
Out to Nick and Brandon.
Hawaii.
They're the ones that got me on Instagram when we used to skateboard and stuff. They were always on it, and then we go to 7-Eleven. They're like, "Hey, you on Instagram?" I'm like, "What the hell is that?" Do you remember those days?
Yeah, I remember. That's like when I tuned into Validation Station. We had to get you on that, bro.
Yeah. And then to tell me our history a little bit, the viewers and everything.
Hello, viewers.
Yeah.
I met Stevie Weeby, God, I don't even know, 10 years ago? 11 years ago?
Yeah.
Very long time ago.
And I was
Was I
living in here?
You were living here.
Okay.
And he was the street killer, the tech god on the skateboard.
No. Dude, don't do that because I haven't skated in so long. But keep going.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you haven't skated in a while.
But you picked me up to go to you'd take me to Venice. We'd go to meetings and you'd take me to Venice Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Venice Park.
And then I tripped out because I thought you were going to be in like the kiddie area like me. And you're like, no.
Who's this buff guy? He can't skate.
And then, dude, boy, was I wrong. This guy, I'm like, where are you going? And then he dropped into the big bowl. And I remember he did like a five. It blew my mind. It scared me. I'm like, whoa, this guy's hitting the big boy pool in Venice. Do you remember those days?
Yeah, I remember.
And then the
Alzheimer's hasn't taken over completely yet.
You're not that old. Give me a break. How long you been clean and sober?
Almost 11 years in August.
All right, dude, shout out on that one. I'm going on 10 myself.
Ooh.
So how has that... I like your shoes, by the way. Where'd you get those?
Those are some John Van Hammersfield
crazy
collab
have
bands.
Have you seen these before? Babe, have you seen these shoes? Dude, so
it's a crazy world, isn't it?
Where could a normal consumer purchase some of those?
Online, where you can find everything.
And do you skateboard the pools with those?
No.
Those are amazing.
I probably could.
And then, like, I don't know. The last time I saw you, didn't have all this. Did you have this on you?
I had a portion of it, and then I kind of just was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna just turn my legs all."
Why just your
colors.
Legs and not your arms?
I don't know. I just wanted to be different. Everybody has them only on their
arms. It's a niche
arms.
Thing, right?
You know?
You're like, I'm just going to do legs.
I like the shock value. I like to be able to be like, okay, have pants on.
Yeah.
And then, people are like, oh, look at this guy. He's like all LA and just no tattoos yet. What a dork.
No.
And then you take the pants off and you put shorts on. They're like, what the fuck?
So what are some of your choice? Like what stands out? Like what was like... What's the most meaningful one on you?
Most meaningful.
I was going to say this one. That's pretty badass.
The little tiger?
Yeah, the tiger. It's not a little tiger. And you got a shark?
So it's a...
Okay, go ahead. Are you getting this, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're doing good. You're doing
laugh
good.
Laugh now.
Mm-hmm.
Cry later.
Okay.
Shout out to my...
What's the most painful spot?
Oh, man.
Be honest.
This ankle part right here.
Oh, because the bone.
Dude, that thing hurts so bad. I had to have it like redone a couple times because the ink kept falling out.
So and anything near a bone is painful.
The foot, too.
That you got your sucked. Foot? You getting the foot, Chris?
Woo!
Wow.
Foots are fun.
So what do you do when they're zzzz, yeah, when they're getting in there? What do you do? Are you just like looking away or
just
are you sweating?
Just going to a happy okay. place.
Do you want to give out any shout outs to the tattoo artists that have done the beautiful
ooh,
work on you?
Sung Song. Definitely want to give out.
Oh, dude, that's the homie.
Definitely want to give a shout out to Sung Song.
Shout out to my Korean brother, Sung Song.
Oh, Korean do you crew. Think,
yeah, Korean crew. We were out of the World Cup.
That's okay.
Mexico beat us.
USA never even made it in. So
I know. Well, you want to talk about that?
I don't.
Are you
talk
watching
about
the World
that.
Cup?
I'm watching it.
Okay. Okay. Let's see your predictions right now. Like, okay,
oof.
You know who's still in it, right? France,
yeah.
Belgium, England,
UK.
Yeah, England
and Croatia.
Croatia, Russia's in.
Russia.
Yeah, Russia. So what do you think? Mine are Belgium and France. They're the sleepers, I think. Hmm. Well, France kicked Argentina's butt, right? Right, Chris?
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying I don't know.
Yeah, like, it's hard.
I don't
hard.
Know who's gonna.
Yeah, it's exciting though, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the United States? Like they can't put together a soccer a solid. They can't qualify for the World Cup,
bro.
It's embarrassing.
It's pretty embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Now let's get into okay. So back then, if I remember correctly, you were grinding with that. Auditions and
acting. Yeah, yeah. AKA the laugh now, cry later sharks.
Oh, right, right. So what was that like, I mean, back then? I mean, because you were like in it.
I mean, shout out to all the people still doing it.
It's a tough racket.
I mean,
isn't
I haven't really been messing with that in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's hard. Like, you know, mm-hmm. any sort of art, like, you know how it is, because mm-hmm. the artist's mind is already like super just
sensitive.
Tricky and sensitive yeah. and like, you know, especially like mm-hmm. with the way everything is nowadays with, mm-hmm. with validation and social media
yeah,
and like
it's crazy.
Everybody's just all like trying to, you know, one up at each other.
Yeah,
and,
yep.
I mean, it's tough.
Mm-hmm. So like when did you like, was there a specific audition where you're just like, oh, forget this. I'm just going to do art. Now. I want to just do art.
I think it was, so my agent was like.
Oh, you had an agent back then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Commercial or
the last one that I went on. The last one I went on was a commercial agent. She sent me out for she's like, oh, I'm gonna send you out for this skateboarding audition. I was like, okay, cool. And it was high traffic, so I rode my bike, like my motorcycle. I like cutting through traffic trying to get out to Glendale mm-hmm. to do this audition.
Oh, man.
And I get there and it's for snowboarding. I was like
different sport.
I was like, yo. I mean,
so
similar,
hell,
but...
Well, how the hell did they audition you? Did they have
it's just
they
like,
snow up in some...
They don't... I mean, the way, like, it is nowadays, it's just
like
agents are like, oh, it's a board. It rides on something. So, whether it's snow or ground, same thing, right?
Oh, man.
It was just like, all right. And I was like,
so,
this
was,
is,
that was the last straw.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, and I started, like... I started really painting again probably, like, 3.5 years
dude,
ago.
Look at this, dude. I'm so
and,
proud, dude. This is
thanks,
amazing.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I started like 3.5 years ago.
What forced you? Like, what made? What inspired you to do that?
Well, I started like tagging again with Nick, like legal stuff.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So then we were
cool.
doing that whole deal, and mm-hmm. then I, one of my friends, Jake Kirschenbaum. Shout out, Jake.
Shout out to Jake. Mm-hmm.
He's a pro surfer, and mm-hmm. like he paints all his surfboards before he surfs them, mm-hmm. and then. We were living together at the time, and I was like, oh, cool. I was like, you're painting it. I was like, mm-hmm, so I started painting mine, and then...
Your surfboards?
Yeah. And then eventually, I was just like, why am I not painting anymore? Because, like, I got sober mm-hmm. 11 years ago, almost.
Yeah, that's right.
And, like, I was, you know, drawing and shit, like, as a kid, like,
yeah.
all the way up forever. Like, I come from a long line of artists.
Yeah,
like,
my
uncle, my brother was...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my little brother was, like, a prodigy. He was under this
He's
dude...
better than you?
I mean, we're different. Like,
yeah, he has a different style.
I can
style.
Come up with concepts and stuff, mm-hmm. but I can't do detail for shit. Like, he can, like, take your face and, like, put it on a piece of paper exactly.
Wow, he's like
now
technical.
If you tried to have me do that, it'd be like an abstract Stevie Weeby, like looking all like semi, you know.
That's cool too, though. That's cool
too. It definitely would not turn out the same way. So we're totally different. But like my little brother was like studying under this dude named Christopher Still, who like sells his paintings for like hundreds of thousands now.
Wow.
As like a child prodigy. So so it's like long line of like artists in my family. Mm-hmm. And I just started like, you know, when I got sober, I was just like, I don't know like what my voice is anymore. I don't know what to do. I was like,
so you're in a transitional.
Stopped doodling and everything, and I stopped doing with all that. And like every now and then I'd still like, you know, I'd have a piece of paper and I'd be like tagging and stuff, because that's something I've been doing since I was like, God, probably 10 years old. Like I started going to Miami a lot.
Yeah, you're from you're from Florida?
I'm from the dirty South. Oh, man. The dirty.
Okay, keep going on that.
And so I started going down to Miami a lot because my dad would take us down there and around. Because, you know, he used to do, like, a lot of work, construction. So my dad, you know, has a contracting business down in South Florida.
That's what's
up. So I'd be, like, seeing all these buildings, going to all his job sites, like, with the graffiti everywhere. So I started tagging as, like, a kid.
How'd you learn where to get the certain markers and stuff?
I don't even know.
Sharpies?
I just did it all.
Oh. Learn as you go?
Yeah, I mean. Oh, okay. I don't, like, my alphabet that I started as, like, 10, 11 years old, it looks exactly the same as, like, what I do now.
Really?
Yeah, it's trippy. Same exact thing
as now. When you started tagging, did you, like, study, like, different types of letter stylings and stuff? Yeah.
Just seeing it everywhere.
Yeah, and then...
This is, like, back in, like, the late 80s.
Because it's kind of a devious... It's, like, a deviant art form, too, right? You'd say it's a sneaky. It's sneaky, right?
Yeah.
So what did you have? Did you, like, go out at night? And were you wearing, different kind of, like, outfits?
I never wore an outfit.
Okay. You just went... You know what? You're probably more safer just going out the way you are. Because it's unassuming, right? Right, Chris? Yeah. Do you know much about the graffiti?
I'm not that big into the graffiti world. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoy looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know much about it. I mean, I was just, you know, like... I was such a little grimy vandal. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to just get high and just do, you know, just destroy. Like,
would you smoke weed or?
Oh, smoke weed, take acid, like
just,
everything.
Just hit the streets.
And just go and just be up all night, just like leaving my mark upon the world.
Right. And then you have other brothers.
Older brother, you're older, and then I have a younger brother that's a year and a half younger.
You're in the middle.
And then I have a sister, yeah.
You're in the middle.
Middle child syndrome.
So tell me about your upbringing. Like, so you grew up in the dirty South?
Yeah, so I grew up in mostly Boca Raton. And
Shout
out to Boca Raton. Mm-hmm, yo, it's like the Beverly Hills of Florida, but it's got all kinds of grime and shit over there.
There you go.
Isn't
it kind of muggy out there? It's like, isn't it
it's
humid?
Like,
and
it's like 95 and humid all the time. So it's like literally like, you know, a lot of people pay for a gym membership so they can like, you know, go to a sauna or a steam room.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you really want to just go to a sauna or a steam room for free, all you got to do is really move to Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Know? Problem solved.
Are there Asians there?
Asians?
Yeah.
Yeah,
people that look like me?
Come on.
Wait, what about people that look like him?
You're Asian?
Yeah, I'm Korean American.
No.
What about him?
There's a ton of Hispanics.
Dude, okay, I didn't know. I've never been to Florida.
It's
I don't
the
know.
Melting pot.
Okay, I didn't know, dude.
It's the melting pot. It's like run by Cubans.
What? Oh, that's right. Scarface. Yeah, Scarface. So what was your high school experience like? And
high school
middle school,
was,
high school?
So high school, I started off as like an honor student in ninth grade. It was a really good time. Mm-hmm. By 10th grade, I had found marijuana. And I really liked the marijuana, and I liked doodling in class on pieces of paper and not really paying attention to the teacher.
So
by junior year of high school, I was in like remedial courses, then by 12th grade, I was just, you know, doing lots and lots of drugs and being put in classes to keep me from dropping out of high school, and then I never walked with my class.
Wow.
So
no college?
No college. Well, I attempted some community college.
We're in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tampa first, failed out of there.
Yeah.
Then I went to Gainesville, failed out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Then my parents
you
were
flunked
like,
out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why? Is it because...
See, I didn't really flunk out.
But did you try?
It was more of like a... It wasn't a flunk out. It was more like a withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of W's. Like, I was... Okay. I mean, I called them winners.
So you're a rebel.
I was just a fuck up. I think is the right word for it.
So, like, was there a point where your folks were like, okay, what are you doing? You can't stay here anymore. Yeah. What are you going to do?
By the time I was 20, my parents were just like, yeah, so we're not going to support this, like, college experience for you anymore. Mm-hmm. So my dad, you know, he had construction business. He's like,
get to
guess
work.
What? You get to do some construction now.
He told you that.
Oh, yeah. So
that wasn't your choice.
No.
was that hard?
It was hard. Brutal.
What's hard about construction?
Like the fact that you're outside in the heat and you're doing manual labor.
And you're lifting heavy stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it sucks.
So how long did you last doing construction?
I mean, years.
What?
Yeah, years.
But the pay was good, right?
I mean, the pay was decent. The problem is I spent every penny on
drugs,
things to keep me, to get me through the day. So it was like,
wow,
just like a never-ending cycle of just like make a check, spend the check, make a check, spend
the
check.
Yeah, yeah. Where were you living at the time? Like,
I was like living in motels with like other guys that did construction for my dad's company.
What was that like? Just
it was hectic.
Was there some
super
fun nights?
Hectic. I mean, it was like there was definitely some fun nights, but it's like super weird when you know, I'm like 22 and I'm living in a motel, like the Punjab Inn, like super just janky motel.
With some other dudes?
And like living with like other dudes. And
did you
like
sleep on the ground?
No, I slept like sometimes I had the bed, and then like sometimes I would just be, you know, laying there watching TV, and one of my dad's like other workers would, you know, have a prostitute come over, and he'd be like on the bed next to me. I'm just like, killer.
That actually happened?
Multiple times.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. I'm happy you're sober now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So that moment in your life, when did you transition out to California?
25.
And then
what led you to that decision?
Oh, you were forced to go?
No, I wasn't forced.
I wanted to go?
Yeah, I begged to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a rehab in like out here?
Yeah. I went to the Valley. Went to that place, Sober College.
So you
college.
Said
college.
So you said
one more try.
You said, "Mom and Dad, I have a problem."
So there was like, I don't even know if I want to like get into this, but
You don't have to.
All right. So in Florida, I started, you know, running around with this dude that I was friends with. His mom got murdered, and it got really hectic. I got pulled into the whole thing because I think something happened where he told the police I was his alibi, but I wasn't. Because I think that we were both just high on drugs. He didn't really know what was going on. And I got pulled into this like whole nightmare. And yeah, it was bad. And then
you were an accomplice?
Well, no. He said that I was his accomplice. That he was like not the person who did it.
Oh,
but
what?
Yeah, and I got pulled into the whole thing.
So,
I had to get an attorney. And then,
oh my
God.
So
then,
stress.
Like, so if you've ever done drugs like cocaine, and you start to think that people are watching you, well, it's heightened when people are actually watching you.
So you had, like, phone taps and...
Like, I had people watching me, and then, like, he was... This whole nightmare happened, and then, like, long story short, he ended up living with me right after it happened.
No!
Because he was like, oh, like, I don't know, like, some stuff with his family was just really weird and just like all kinds of weird
stuff
happened.
He already broke the rules.
And he was like, yo, I don't feel safe in my house. And like, I let him come live with me.
Why did you do that,
Sean? And then I'm like looking out the window and there's like a long range camera watching us. It just got really...
It was like a movie, huh?
It was definitely like a movie.
Yeah.
It got really hectic. And then I finally just lost my mind. I was like, yo, I need to get out of Florida.
I would hope you would separate from a person like that. That's not a friend. Yeah.
He didn't, I mean, he was on drugs. He didn't, he probably thought that he really was with me. I don't know.
Wow, dude.
It got really into hectic.
So you separated yourself from
this dude.
So
I came out here, and then when I had 9 months, because the police were still like trying to get a hold of me.
In Miami?
Yeah. So then when I came home for my mom's 50th birthday.
All right. I want to shout out your mom real quick?
Mom, I love you.
Okay.
You're the best.
Okay.
And then I went home for my mom's birthday, and I got pulled over by 5 undercovers and taken in, and they like, they finally cleared me because they found surveillance of where I was that day. So 9 months later.
And then you were clean.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah,
did they test you? Did they drug test you?
No, they had they didn't care about that. No, they took DNA testing to make sure that
they had nothing on you.
Yeah, they had nothing on me.
So you started walking straight, narrow.
Straight and narrow.
Okay, so you then after that episode you flew back to LA.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then tell me more. And then what happened after that?
It's still unsolved. Really? Still an unsolved case, yeah. Yeah. Mm. I know.
All right. Let's go back to positive.
Yeah.
The positive, yeah. You zero. Okay. Zero. Oh, do you want me to open up?
Yeah, open it up.
You want me to open this up now?
Yeah.
Well, you want me to open up a package?
Yes.
Now?
Yeah.
Because we usually do it at the end.
Oh, we do it at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look at this guy. Dictating the whole.
I think he's just trying to, just throw it back to the positive.
Do you want? We don't have any sponsorships this week, right? I would do a sponsorship.
No.
Okay, we have no sponsorships. So if you're watching the Stevie Weeby Show, we are looking for sponsorships. Shout out to Turntable Lab. You know, we just they just hooked it up. So yeah, let's go back to L.A. Because that was behind you now.
Yeah.
And so you're just like, you're here, and then...
So then I'm here, and I kind of just started bouncing around. And what's really funny is the first job that I had in sobriety was I was filming interviews for this guy, Rick Florino, and he did, like, a bunch of interviews. And one of the, like, the second or third one that I did with him, like, mm-hmm. I was filming, was at the Roosevelt.
Okay.
Yeah, he videoed Ashley Simpson, did like an interview with her.
Wow.
And I was like the camera guy, and I just remember like pulling up here, and it's like trippy because like LA is so weird. It's like first I was behind the camera over there, and then like years down the road, like here I am in front of the camera. It's just like LA, bro.
It's crazy.
It's a trippy
place. Do you like
it
out here? Be honest.
I love it out here.
Better in Florida.
Bro.
But it's overpopulated, right? It's overpopulated.
Everywhere's overpopulated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad to see. I want to eventually get to your art, but okay, so let's go back to when did you start doing, when were you like, all right, I'll take a crack at the acting thing or like.
Oh, theatrical. Like 10 years ago.
So that was a long time ago.
Yeah, as soon as I got out.
So as soon as you got out here, you got headshots and you...
Well, because like, I started doing it in high school. Like, I wanted to...
Theater?
Yeah, so I did theater in high school, got kicked out of the play because I was...
You got kicked out
of the play?
Okay.
Hey, bro, don't do GHB and go and try to, you know...
Jeez, I can't believe that. Okay.
So...
You got kicked out of the play, too.
Yeah, I got kicked out of the play.
Uh-huh.
And,
What play was it?
The Music Man.
Music Man. Okay.
And then I came out here after, you know, that whole deal that happened. I came out here and I was like, I'm going to be an actor.
And
nobody told me that, like, the first 10 years you're acting, you're the one paying them to act.
Yeah.
lots of classes. Yeah, and just
sitting. So you were taking classes.
Oh, yeah. Tons of classes. And then I did all the like the improv stuff. I tried stand up.
Yeah. I did too. It's a tough racket,
dude.
Huh?
It's hard.
Yeah, people don't realize.
The first time I did stand up, I literally like got up on stage and just winged it, and people were laughing. It was hilarious. Some guy that like came and asked me, he's like, "Yo, I book people. I'm gonna bring you to this next show. Blah blah blah." Over at the Comedy Store, I was like, "Killer!" I was like, "Fuck yeah, I got this. This is rad. It's gonna be my profession." Get in there. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take it seriously. I'm actually going to write something this time. Get in there, and about like 2 minutes into the set, I was just like, crickets.
Were you sweating?
I was sweating, having heart palpitations,
shaking. How did that make you feel? Because I've done the same thing. I've bombed pretty bad on stage, too.
I think it's like... how much of a failure can you feel at one point in your life?
The spotlight's on.
Multiply by a billion.
Mm-hmm. And the spotlight's
like,
on you.
So you have not only the like the, oh my God, I'm failing miserably.
You feel like a
fool.
But
you have like everybody looking at you and just like piercing your soul with their, you're being a failure eyes.
Yeah. Like you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a similar experience. I opened up for my brother at the Tempe Improv.
Oh my God.
And I thought I did a, back then I had a, cowboy rap thing. Like, that was my bit. And I didn't engage the crowd. And I've told this story a lot, but yeah, I got a bloody nose in the little... Before walking to the stage, I got a bloody nose. So I was trying to hold the bloody nose. And then I walk out there. They go, all right, safely. And then I didn't even engage them. I just start doing my, you know, bit about it. I start doing it. And then I look up, and it was like, it was packed, too. Just crickets. And then I remember this old lady, like, in the front row. She was like, just, you know, she's just like, she, like, saw through my soul.
Or she wanted your number, one of the two.
No, she didn't, Sean. And the MC had to, and the MC had to save me. He like had to go, okay,
all right, so your time's up. Yeah. It's 12 seconds into the set, but I'm going to save you from yourself. We're going to get you off of here.
It takes thick skin, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I didn't go back.
He works for Theo Von, one of the best out there doing it in stand-up. So he works directly with Theo. Shout out to Theo Von.
Theo Von, yeah. You're a funny motherfucker.
Have you seen his act?
Fuck yeah. Very, I saw him on your show.
Yeah, he was here. He's a very funny guy. Yeah,
saw his Netflix.
Yeah.
I saw the Netflix one, and then also the one where he's in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Netflix too?
No, that's a Comedy Central show.
Comedy Central, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny.
So shout out to those people doing it, you know?
Yeah, shout out.
Let's get into segue into your art career and everything.
My
so,
art career, yeah, what you want to know?
I want to know when you started doing the canvases, getting the paints.
So literally I started...
Can I show? Here, I'll pick it up here. So this is a... You brought a piece in.
So keep talking, Sean.
All right, so I started getting, like, the paints and everything and painting the surfboards, and then I picked up a canvas probably, like... God, it was the first time I, like, picked one up again was, like, 4 years ago. 3.5 years ago, something like that. And I just started doing this, like... I wanted to make my friends laugh. Like, it wasn't anything like, oh my God, like, I want to, like, be an artist that's known or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just want to make my friends laugh. So I literally started doing, like, this social commentary thing because I grew up reading comic books or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had, like, this idea of, like, having God and Jesus talking to each other.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, I grew up with, my dad's Jewish, my mom's Catholic, and I grew up, you know, like, really open to everything. My godfather is a black Muslim. And so, like, I grew up with, like, all these different, you know, ways of looking at, like, religion and everything. And, like, I'm not, like, a religious person.
I'm not either.
I'm, like, a spiritual person.
Yeah.
I'm not really into, like, the whole...
But you've been to church.
Yeah. Yeah, I got nothing... I love, you know, non-denominational churches, like, with the right guy. It's like, yeah, it's rad.
I went to church camps.
Church camps.
I had some good memories.
I did youth groups.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
me too.
They always had the best, like, skate parks and stuff.
Yeah, or like lakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. Hume Lake. Shout out to Hume Lake.
Shout out to
many good memories.
Calvary
there.
Chapel.
Oh, Calvary Chapel. Yeah. Yeah, in California.
No, they have one in Florida.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're everywhere.
Because I remember they had a good wrestling team in high school.
They had a good skate park. That's all I remember.
I'm sure they did. Wait, was
they
it
had
Vert?
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, they had it all. So it, like, grew up skating, and then I just started, like, so I had, like, this whole, I wanted to have God and Jesus talking to each other and all of them, and I started with that, and literally everyone that I've done since I started has had, like, some sort of commentary between the two of them.
That's cool.
And, like,
man,
some people are like, they see it and they're like, oh, that's fucked up, like, that's sacrilegious, it's blasphemous. It's like, no, it's not. It's like,
it's fun.
It's A, it's fun. Mm-hmm. B, it's like, it's not making fun of them. It's like them making fun of, like, what's happening in the world
today.
Right,
right. So, like, explain this piece right here that you brought over, because you have Trump in it too.
Yeah.
So let's start. Let's read the whole thing, and then, because they already saw the piece.
All right. So God is saying, you know, Jesus, this is not what I intended when I ended the reality TV era. It may be time to send an asteroid kiss, a.k.a. it's time to just wipe out the Earth because it's just ridiculous at
this
point.
Poetic. That's poetic, too.
And then Jesus is saying, oh, my God, Dad, is that guy's magic carpet made from unicorn hair? That truly solves the mystery to how it's so magical, because Trump's hairpiece is just, yeah, let's be real. That shit's magical.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, so if I still had hair, I'd like to have a magical little piece like that guy had.
Okay, and Jesus just said that?
Yeah, so Jesus said that. And then the White House is, instead of, like...
Okay.
The White House has, like, the whole Trump hotel like deal is like the logo is now on top of the White House with
On top of the painting. It says Trump
with a $100 bill hanging as an American flag from the top. That's and cool, like man. just so everybody knows, like, I'm not like for or against Trump. Like, I don't like, I just think it's fun making fun of him because I don't really pay that much attention to politics and I don't really know exactly what the guy is really doing and I don't really care to like investigate or try to like find out because I don't think anyone's really knows exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. So,
and then what's Trump saying?
So Trump is shooting a unicorn and the, you know, the tongue in cheek on that is he's, you know, it's the most majestic creature ever. So, and he's like out hunting with like,
I like the way he's smiling. It's kind of ironic,
sinister and ironic with like,
with his camo,
with his USA camo and like his orange, like safety jacket with his orange Crocs.
Does he have Crocs?
He has orange.
I was just going to say, those are Crocs.
He has orange Crocs.
Good choice, brother. Yo. I like that.
And then, the flowers are like sad because he's, you know,
I didn't even notice that detail. You are detailed. Look at that. You got into the flowers.
A little unhappy daisy, bro.
Sad daisy.
Sad daisy.
All right.
She's like, please don't kill the unicorn. Okay,
let's keep going. So, what about, don't forget the far right. What's going on
over
there?
I'm going to get to that.
Get into it. Get into it.
So Trump is saying, gosh, I really love Mother Nature. She's so mystical. If it really feels great to do my part to protect her. Mm-hmm. I just wish the rest of the world would get on board to protect her, too. It's like a, you know, it's just a sarcasm on the fact that, like, he is like, oh, I don't believe in global warming and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and wasn't, you know, wasn't on board with the whole preservation deal that, like, wasn't it, he was, like, the only people that didn't sign it? Him and, I don't know, whatever.
Syria.
So, like, they were, like, one of the only peoples that didn't sign that thing. It was just like, yo, give me a break.
My girl's laughing at me because I know nothing about politics.
Yeah.
I mean, so she looked at me and she's like...
She's over there. She's like, I know all of this.
I'm not claiming that I do. I tune out, you know, because there's...
And it's not that I don't care. Like, I care about our country.
But
and, like,
I just know what she was thinking at that moment. She looked at me like, what are you guys doing? You know,
we're pretending.
You don't know what's going on with current events.
We're pretending.
Shut your mouth. Talk about something skateboarding.
Okay. I mean, I know enough. Okay. And then I got...
you continue, though.
And then I have Stormy Daniels on the side, and and that's... So she did a Penthouse cover, and that's, you know, what she looked like on the cover. And I have two money bags because, you know, she was going after the dodo.
So do you do, I didn't mean to interrupt, but, like, I'm looking at your piece. Do you do, when do you add the color? Do you do the characters first?
So I usually do some sort of pencil. Sometimes I just, like, freestyle it and, like, figure it out as I go. Yeah. Sometimes I
You could do it like that?
Yeah. Like and then, so I usually use, like, pencil at first, get an idea of where I'm going to put stuff, and then I kind of lay the color down, and then I get, like, a super fine black paintbrush and, like, put all, like, the black lines and details.
So the black lines go first?
No, last.
They go last. Okay, what goes first? So just the sketches themselves?
Then I put color, and then I put the black lining.
Okay. Now, like, when you first started doing this type of stuff, did you mess up a couple canvases?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't really mess them up because what I would do is I just, like... Well, I mean, like, when I mess up, I usually use, like, rubbing alcohol or water or, like, Windex, and, like, I erase it and, like, start over again.
Oh, that gets the paint out?
Yeah, so it'll get the paint
off. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, so, no, I learned something today.
Yeah, so okay. I would use, like, Windex. And some of them are, like, the backs of the canvases are so raw because, like, I just went, like, full tweaker mode, just like,
When do you usually create at night?
All the time. Just, like, whenever it hits me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, I get, like, the weird, like, I love those, like, the night hours. Like, when everybody's sleeping, that's, like, when I get really weird. Mm-hmm. And, like, I really get into it. And that's when I come up with some, like, twisted ideas. Yeah, and, like, I really get into it. But the problem with me is, like, as I get older, I can wake up at the same time every day.
What time do you wake up?
I wake up at, like, 7 a.m., 7:30 a.m. every day. Kind of like you used to back in the day.
What time did I wake up back then?
12:31, 2.
She knows the real.
What time does he wake up nowadays?
He woke up at 12 today.
Yeah, buddy!
Hey. But I used to wake up at 4 p.m.
I remember. Oh. But so here's the thing, though. What he's doing is it's an L.A. type of diet. So if he sleeps through breakfast and lunch and only eats dinner, it's like it's better than weight loss. He doesn't even have to exercise.
Will you listen to Sean? He knows what he's saying.
I got him figured out.
let's continue on with the art piece here, and because you still have more dialogue.
Yeah, so okay. I got Stormy Daniels. So mm-hmm. There's like the little money emoji guy sticking his tongue out, yeah. And it says Stormy with like a lightning bolts coming out of the clouds because it's Stormy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the devil.
Is that at the bottom left?
Satan.
Bottom
left.
Okay.
And he's wearing that Trump hat mm-hmm. that says "Make America Pray Again," and so this is like a play on the whole like climate change thing. So right. So I don't know if you heard about this, but Trump. So scientists, it was like a couple hundred grand they were going to pay to prove that global warming was real. They were going to have his face carved into the side of a glacier. This is like a real thing that they were going to do.
Babe, do you know about this?
Did you hear about that? There were like scientists were going to pay like a couple hundred grand to have Trump's face carved into a glacier. And then so they could prove that like global warming is definitely for real by watching his face melt off. So yeah. I have like, you know, his face melting on a glacier.
Can I be honest? That's my favorite part about the piece.
Yeah?
I like the way it came out. Yeah.
Just melting.
Do you agree, Chris?
Yeah,
it's awesome.
He's melting. Yeah. Then I have, you know, Satan saying,
yeah, go ahead.
LOL, laugh out loud. There's no such thing as climate change. There's no such thing as me or evil at all, for that matter. So it's just a play on, like, there's no such thing as evil or, yeah. like, you know, the devil or climate change or anything, because everything's fine in the world.
And that's something he would say if he,
yeah,
if he
exactly,
existed.
Because the greatest yeah. trick ever of a pool was, yeah. you know, convincing the world he didn't exist.
Yeah, there you go.
So then...
And you got some penguins up in the mix too, huh?
Penguins, bro! Okay. I got one penguin who's holding an ice cream cone that's melting.
You know what? I just noticed that.
Yeah, he's holding an ice cream cone.
Is it a drumstick?
It looks like some lavender ice cream or something. Okay. He's
chilling.
I like the way that purple mm-hmm. looked, you know, mixed in with all that. Yeah. So I don't really know what flavor it is. I guess it could be anything you really want.
And are they related, the penguins?
I think they're homies. I don't think they're related.
Okay. And so what's the one in the middle saying?
So the one in the middle is saying, seriously, they spent, or is it 500K? Yeah, they were going to spend 500K. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, they spent 500K to prove something a preschooler can wrap their head around. And now I have to watch that face melt faster than my ice cream.
Nice. So, yeah. I like that.
And then,
do you come up with the dialogue first or the character? Like, how does that work?
I usually do the dialogue last. But sometimes, like, it comes to me as I'm doing it, and then I, like,
because that's tricky, man.
Yeah, so I, like, remember
later.
It's hard
enough to do the piece, right? Yeah?
It's the last thing I do. It's the last thing I put down is the dialogue.
Okay, yeah, and let's continue. I want to finish it. I have a couple more questions.
And then the other penguin's smoking a stogie.
I just noticed that, too.
He's smoking a little cig.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, enjoy the cool weather while it lasts, and smoke them if you got them, Joe. It's about to get hella tropical.
Nice. Yeah. Good touch.
So
is this going to be, how much is a piece like this? Don't you have an art show coming up?
Yeah, I have an art show coming up August 4th. It's going to be there.
For sale?
August 4th with Young and Sick. Shout out to Young and Sick, Nick. Doing the show with him.
Oh, Nick's doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. Nick's a homie.
No, not DeMello. It's different.
Oh.
Nick. Yeah.
Why don't you do, Nick. What about DeMello?
Because I don't get to pick. Okay, it's not my gallery.
Young and Sick.
Shout out to FF1051 Gallery, mm-hmm. Holly Purcell,
mm-hmm.
For putting us on. Thank you very much.
How many other artists? Just you and him?
Just me and him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how much is this piece going for?
They sell them for like around $3,000 for 36 by 36.
So if you're in California, tell them the date again.
August 4th.
Fairfax. Fairfax.
Yeah.
By Cantor's?
It's like Little Ethiopia. It's
okay, just like a block down.
I'll tell you the exact
mm-hmm.
address because I use my maps for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! What was that? Is that a ghost?
Yeah.
That was a ghost for sure.
Yeah.
1051 South Fairfax. Zip code 90019. You broke it. What'd you do, Steve?
Well, there's usually a ghost that congregates here.
I like ghosts. I grew up in a haunted house.
Do you sense anything in here?
No.
That kind of like got me like paranoid a little bit.
I sense a little
Did
you? You did? Yeah. What'd you sense?
I don't know, just during that pause and then just having that come down.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes they just like to say hello. I'm here.
We've experienced some things in this space. Do you feel anything? Are you good at sensing things?
I mean, sometimes I get weird. Like, yeah. There was, like, it's trippy. Like, I've never seen a ghost, so there's, like, a part of me that's, like, I don't know if they exist or not. Mm-hmm, but I like to think that there's, like, I like to believe in anything because I like to have an open mind to anything. Mm-hmm. But there was, like, a spot in my mom's house or, like, growing up where my little brother, my sister, my cousin, my mom, and my aunt all saw, like, some weird thing.
What was the weird thing?
Supposedly, it was, like, a little girl that, like, floated across, like, the top floor, like, floated across holding, like, something in her hands. And, like, used to, like, appear next to my mom's TV. Yo, it used to appear next to my mom's TV. Man, like, and I was always like, yeah, whatever, whatever. And, like, I was like, bullshit. Like, I don't know if I believe that. And I literally, like, I sensed it. But, like, I wanted to pretend that I didn't because I wanted to, like, trick it.
Yeah,
you know,
I lived in a haunted house, too.
Basically be like, yo, I'm going to, like, pretend that, like, it's not real. So this ghost doesn't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Like, low-key, I was just like, please, God, don't let it fuck with me.
What do you ever get? What are these things? Didn't mean to cut you off, but there's these things. I've been finding these channels on YouTube where they're, like, ghost hunters, but they have these machines, like EVP machines where they could filter through, the ghost could filter through, like, their equipment and, like, talk and stuff.
I believe in all of it. I believe in all of it, but, like, it trips me out. So I
would,
like,
never do that. That's like modern day Ouija board.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't mess with it.
Here's the crazy part. Were you crazy? So it used to, like, supposedly appear next to my mom's TV.
Was it hostile?
No.
It was just chilling.
It was like a little girl.
It was
that,
a,
like,
lost soul. They just
something like that. But, like, when I would go into my mom's room, sometimes, like, when I was, like, this, I remember I was 10 years old, and I would, like, walk over to this spot where supposedly would always appear, and the hairs on your arm, like, all my hairs would just stand up straight.
That's right.
Straight up, and I was just like, all right, I'm going
to
leave now.
I was trying to tell
you
something.
I'm going
to
go now.
I'm here.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
watching. See that black stand there?
Yeah.
I was clearing out my old neighbor, Colin Drake, rest in peace, my neighbor's bookshelf, where my girlfriend is. And I was, like, actually sitting down there, and all there was DVDs and books. And this thing is usually in its bag, you know, and it's obvious, right? That thing's you would see it a mile away, right? I walk over here where this area is where we're sitting, and I look back, and it was literally standing up like that, like, in the corner where I was literally sitting, like.
Did he pass away around here?
No, but he was 93. They found bones in the backyard. Yeah, we already covered that in another podcast, My Neighbor Rain. Yeah, so
what?
The news came, yeah. Yeah, NBC came, and they found bones in the back there, and yeah. Yeah, this place, we need to move out soon. So, the Stevie Weeby show is going to continue, but we're probably going to move to a different location.
If the ghost lets him.
Yeah. What? Oh.
Where'd you go to ticket there, bro?
Dude.
Where'd you go to ticket there,
why
bro?
Why did you say that? Did that scare you when he said that?
Yeah.
You know why it scares me?
Why?
Because me and my girl feel like the ghost that's been here, and I've been here a long time, doesn't want me to leave. And you just said it. Right, babe?
Yeah, but it seems like it's a friendly deal. It seems like he doesn't want you to leave because he's like, yo, this funny guy is, like, filming here, bringing cool
people.
Yeah,
he knows everything about
me. Oh, he knows.
Yeah. Oh, this thing's, I mean, this has been off. Like, you know how you could do this? What, like, and then turn it all the way off, like the light contrast?
Wants a friend.
It's been off, and then we've been, like, laying there, and then it'll just turn on.
Hey, I'm over here.
Yeah. So enough with the ghost stories. Let's go back to the art show, huh? So your art show is on Fairfax, August 4th?
Yeah, August 4th.
August 4th. Dude, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, man.
So please come by the art show. How many pieces?
I think I'm going to have, let's see here. I'll have probably like 12 new pieces. I had a show in January. Mm-hmm. And it's all new pieces from that one.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. And so, 3,000 for that one. Yeah. So if you come by,
but I'm
folks,
gonna have like skateboards. I'm gonna do some skate. I have like some skateboards and some like little pieces too.
You've done art on skateboards?
I'm going to. I just got them on Amazon, so now I need to like get busy. Sick. Yeah. And I got you on one. I'm gonna
blank
give you
decks?
One. Yeah.
Will you? Can
but
I propose?
You can't
can
skateboard.
No, I'm not. Can I propose something?
What?
Make a Stevie Weeby one.
I got you.
And then we'll hang it up.
I got
you. Know, either here or the new location.
Yeah. I was going to bring you something tonight. I just got...
Oh, dude, it's all good.
Distracted.
I mean,
in
you
the
just
last
had to show
days.
Up. How are we doing on time?
We're doing pretty good. A little over 40 minutes.
40 minutes. Are you feeling good? Is there anything else? Did you want to go
good.
Over something?
Do I want to go over?
No, do you want to go over anything that we might have missed as far as, like, your art process? Like, I'm still curious on, like, how
what do you...
you
know?
Well, like, how... Is it trial and error? Like I do art myself, but just pen yeah. on like paper, you know.
I know
like
you've been at it for
yeah, but
since
I've
I met
never
you.
Messed with paint or color. So how do you transition into that?
What you do is you put your shoes on.
Go to the art store.
You go to the art store. Mm-hmm. You buy a canvas. Start with a small one, so they're cheaper, and you just. Have like an idea, like you'll take like a piece of paper or something, you'll have like a drawing or an idea that you want to put down on the canvas. You put it on the canvas, you have a sketch on the canvas of an idea of like what you want to do.
But you can do pencil on canvas first?
Yeah.
And then what do you go over that you do with the paintbrush?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then how thin can you get the brushes and everything?
You can get them super thin.
Like how thin?
Like
toothpick thin?
Pretty much toothpick then.
Do you use that?
Yeah.
And so that's when you can get the detail, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then,
I literally just went and picked up a couple yesterday. They're like smaller than a toothpick on some of them.
Are you looking... do you... Like, what art store do you frequent?
I go to Blick.
Huh?
I go to Blick.
In Santa Monica?
Blick on Lincoln and Venice.
Blink? They got
wait.
Good-
or is it considered Santa Monica? I guess it's like on the border of Venice. And it's on Ocean Park in Lincoln.
They got good deals there?
They got good deals.
Okay. And so when, like, and I noticed like the color, like the colors pop. Like when did you, were you experimenting with different colors?
I grew up in the 80s and the 90s and I love like, you know, I just love those.
That's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of like
those slap bracelets. Remember those?
Yeah,
things?
Or Town & Country shirts
yeah, exactly.
or like Jimmy
T&C
Z's.
Shirt designs.
Yeah,
dude.
That's
so I
what
started
it is.
Like,
I was trying to figure out the vibe. That it reminds me of, you know, like Fresh Jive, like
yeah,
those
you
colors.
Remember those slap-on bracelets?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So that's exactly like the slap-on bracelets, the pink, the orange, the green, and the yellow are like my four favorite colors. And those are like, I used to, dude, those things were the shit
yeah.
back in the day.
Yeah,
I can't believe
that.
Like they brought middle school. They brought everything back from the 90s, but they didn't bring those back.
I just remember Jimmy Z's.
Yeah,
yeah, Jimmy Z's. I used to rock those.
Yeah, those were epic.
And then we'd go to the Miller's Outpost.
Bro, you remember JNCOs?
Oh, yeah.
Probably like parachute pants.
I didn't
jump
really
out
rock
of an
those.
Airplane.
I didn't really rock those. I stuck
why?
Because
you couldn't see your feet?
Town & Country, Fresh Jive. Yeah, stuff like that.
26 Red.
Cavaricci's.
You remember 26 Red?
26. I don't remember that one.
Huh.
I don't remember that one. But some of those fashions were kind of...
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Stussy back in like...
Oh, dude, Stussy.
Bro, when Stussy started, shout out to
bad,
Stussy.
Yeah, shout, and they're still around.
Yeah. Well, they like disappeared and then they came back.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Yeah, man. I've always liked that stuff.
Yeah.
Let's start shouting out your Instagram, your socials and everything.
Instagram, Sean Kush.
Sean
Kush.
SeanKush. What else?
Facebook, Sean P. Kushner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really go on Facebook that often.
And so do you have a sponsor for your art show? Like,
What do you mean?
Like, as far as like, you know, some art shows have like beer sponsors or like some, you
I
know,
don't
where
know
they
what
sell.
They have going on. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just a kook that likes to paint. I don't really pay attention.
Is this your first show?
No.
This
is my second show this year.
Dude, I'm proud of
but,
you.
But
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but
dude, this is awesome, man.
Guy that I'm doing the show with, Young and Sick, shout out again to Nick.
Yeah,
he's
is he a nice guy?
He's a bomber, like a bomb music producer. Check out
will he ever set foot at the Stevie Weeby show?
I'm sure he'd love to.
He would?
Yeah, he's super rad, dude.
Really? What does he produce? What kind of stuff does he produce?
It's like that new, I don't even really know what to call it.
I don't
it's
even
like,
know how to label the music.
I don't know how to label anything anymore. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll
but
talk
no,
after.
He's dope.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not American.
He's not, where is he from?
I think he's Dutch.
Okay. That's what's up.
I think he's from the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. That's Dutch, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dutch. Yeah, Netherlands. what's your goal? How many pieces do you want? What would be like your goal for your art? Like how many? What would you be happy with? Like the pieces? Sold?
I mean, I just want to make people laugh. I want to mm-hmm. bring some light to the world. Mm-hmm. I'd love to start doing murals, mm-hmm. like legally doing murals, not like
mm-hmm.
the other ways of doing them.
Yeah.
And like just, you know, bringing light to the world, because mm-hmm. I ultimately like.
You seem happier doing this.
Yeah.
You know
for
what I mean?
Sure.
Because I remember back then, you know, we'd talk in the car and you'd be like, you know.
I mean, I was like.
You were going through it.
Yeah. I was working security at the Roxy.
You were?
Yeah, dude. I was working security at the Roxy. Oh, look I was you know. Bartending. I did like every. I probably had like 30 jobs in LA.
Me too.
Just.
I worked at Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dark.
And Coffee Bean.
That's dark.
And Amoeba.
That's cool though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got fired. But
Coffee
anyway.
Bean's free coffee. There's something about
dude,
Jamba
that
Juice
up.
That nothing against Jamba, but like I don't know. It's just
I wasn't sober
dark.
Back then. We'd pour vodka in there
All
at
right,
the end
it's
of
not
our
so
shifts.
Dark now.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lovely
okay,
time.
Okay, so you gave what about your Facebook, man?
I said it, Sean P. Kushner.
Okay, that's what's up. Thanks for coming, man.
I love you.
We're not done. I love you, too. We're not done yet, though.
Okay. Because
I have to shout out my two new Patreons, Damien Scarf and Jeffrey Song. Working on a new music project, so stay tuned for that. It might take me a few more months. Four songs done. And that's going to be available with my other albums on stevieweebybandcamp.com. If you want to join my Patreon, it would help us out a lot to keep the show going. I know a lot of people can't afford it. They drop out, but you could donate $1, $3, or whatever you could afford and be linked in with us and keep the show going. So go to patreon.com/stevieweeby. Make sure you check out my Instagram, QUANGOU. Anything Stevie Weeby show related, make sure to follow Two Bunnies, Two BUNNIEZ, and that's the animation at the end that you're about to see. And we have some gifts. Will you help me open up some of these boxes?
I mean, I'm a Christmas baby. I love opening things.
So I'm going to, I don't know. This is from my man. First box is from my man, Owen Allen, okay?
Thanks, Owen. For letting me vicariously live through Stevie opening this box that you sent him. Shout out to DHL.
Can we do this? Are we doing this correctly?
The other end is a little bit open already.
This one? This one?
Yep.
So when are we going to skate, dude?
Soon. I would like to go to Venice and skate with you.
Yeah.
Getting fat, man.
You look fine to me.
You
I don't know why. Yeah.
I look fine.
Yeah. You told me you were getting fat. Huh? What do you think, girlfriend?
He's cool.
She's.
I'm cool.
She's like, yeah, you're doing all right, but if you don't pull it together, I'm going to start dating the ghost.
Oh, okay, so you take over. I think. Maybe some t-shirts there?
Oh,
it's
heavy.
Oh. T-shirts?
Oh my god, it's heavy.
Oh man.
Yo, what's this?
Is that a card?
Poetry?
Oh, I'm reading it.
Poetry in motion.
Stevie Weeby, hello. Please accept the gifts in this package as a token of my appreciation for the countless hours of entertainment you have provided from your show. I look forward every week for the new episode to come out. I have included something for everyone. Here is a list of gifts.
Oh my god. Bruh.
Oh my god, he got me skate wheels?
Yo, it's a sign. It's a sign. You're meant to start skating with me
god,
again.
Oh my god, he gave me some trucks.
Yo, this is the fire.
Oh, he gave me some bones.
Oh my god, dude.
Dude, Owen, thank you. This is dope.
Mad stickers, too. Oh my god, bro.
What is that? Are those berries?
Andale. Andale!
God, dude. Andale bearings.
No more of the racism. Enjoy.
No more racism.
Stay
enjoy.
Korean pride.
So hold up. I'm going to finish reading this for everyone. He's
dude,
got a
fuego.
Psilocybin mushroom book for George. Animation book for Ilani. Credo Mutwell. He gave me a Credo Mutwell book. Sonoran Desert book for Bryce.
Ooh,
since Bryce
this.
Is not
maybe
here, then you
could
maybe take it back to the room. Stickers for the wall. Guests if they want. Live long the Stevie Weeby show. Owen Allen. Big. Oh, thank you, Owen. This is
dude,
amazing.
Dude, look at his animation book.
Jeez, look at
now
this.
Now I can actually start drawing cartoons that
and
are
then
legit.
He gave me trunks? You're right. This is a sign. I got to get off my ass and start pushing.
Fire.
Yeah. Wow, man. This is amazing.
Damn, son.
I know. Hey, can you give... Where's my girls? Babe, this is your book here.
Thank you so much, Owen.
Woo! She said thank you so much, Owen.
Wow. We have another one. It doesn't end here. Oh, my goodness. This is... Are you getting all this?
Yeah.
Okay.
24-inch dildo.
Why'd you have to say that? Don't say stuff like that. Oh, my God. It's a poster, right?
I would hope so.
It's a poster.
And it's going up. Either here or the new location if we move.
Okay, so you
don't move. Don't leave me.
Okay. It's a poster, right?
Hold on, I don't want to like mess it up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh. Damn, these are my favorite. Oh, okay,
all
cool. A poster?
Mess it up, and
is
I
there
think,
a letter in it?
Oh, dude, there's multiple posters.
Oh, dang. You want to check it out?
I want to see this.
Okay.
Show me what you got.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's sick.
Wow. What this is cool. Look at that. Look at that art. It's
epic.
Like a sigil, too.
Epic. What's on the other? There's other ones.
Yeah, there's another one. So there's this one. Mm. Can you help me? What does that say? Is there a letter?
F, love you.
I love you.
Oh, I.
okay, so I got something here. It's easy. How do you? I can't read it.
Easy.
That. Plexing.
Plexing at gmail.com.
Okay, so that's what. Thank you, man. So that's that. No letter, huh? It's.
Let's do it. Should we hold them up?
Whoa, that's cool. Look at that, huh?
Super sick.
Yeah.
Ooh, vibrant.
Cool. Thank you, man. Thank you to Easy Plexing.
Plexing at gmail.com.
Okay. Wow, what a treat. All these nice gifts, huh? Thanks for coming. Can we come to your art show?
Please come out? To my art show.
And you'll talk
please?
To us?
August 4th. Of course I'll talk to you.
Right, give me a handshake.
It's 1051 South Fairfax.
With that being said, we passed an hour, right?
Close. Close to it.
How much till an hour?
Like 4 minutes.
We have to save for 4 minutes.
What else do you want to talk about?
I got a question.
What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah,
you have a really unique design for God. Is that one that you always use, or do you change it up?
I use the same one every time.
Let's say, repeat the question.
Okay, so my question was that you had a really unique design for God, and I was wondering if you change it up every time, or is it the same thing?
Same thing every time.
What,
same,
what
and what's crazy
it?
Is, like, it's the same as when I first started. So, like... When I first started, the characters were all, you know, like, I basically started, like, drawing and painting again. So they were, like, kind of bunk. And then, ooh-wee!
You want a bubble?
And then, hey. I kept the god super simple, and it's been the same ever since I started.
I like it. It's interesting.
Thank you.
Chris, will you go to his art show?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay. I think we're good, man. Let me get an elbow. God, I keep touching you, huh? With that being said, it's time for Little Ray's World.
click. Click.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's World. Yeehaw!
Well, what the hell do we got here? It smells like cinnamon, man.
Beep.
Yep, you're right, Beep. It's a goddamn Cinnabon, man. What's your story, girl? Your name is Zun, and you used to be a nun. And what happened again? You got knocked up by the local priest. You got pregnant, didn't you? And you tried to abort the baby by yourself, and you bled to death yourself, didn't you? Oh, I'm so sorry, girl. Me and Beep wrote a song about you. It goes like this.
This one's called Zun the Cinnabon, man.
Zun the Cinnabon, boy.
I'm back. I'm a finna walk away from Zun a goddamn Cinnabon. You don't really have to run. How'd you die? You were a nun. Got knocked up by local priest. In the oven was a bun. Socked your son to say the least. Hold up, you killed your son. In the monastery, hun. Honestly, your sin, it's fun. Led to death of self-absorption. Extortion with no gun. Your seed went to heaven then. Turned to a sin of fun. If he was a human, you'd be done. Died yet to turn to dumb. Better listen, Little Ray. My words must weigh a ton. Ain't no fun for Zun. The sin of fun that's on the run. Ain't no fun for Zun. The sin of fun that's on the run. Ain't no fun for Zun. The sin of fun.
Join us next week for another episode of Little Ray's World. Man, let's get her done.